The recording has started. You may begin.
Thank you very much, MJ. Raul and John, over to you now. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. I just have a couple of questions to ask you guys before we start with the charter. One is, Raul, I didn't get a response for the SSR meeting. I need to get back to them. I sent that out. I'll resend it on the MPOC XCOM Skype message again. I'd like to finish that today. And secondly, we don't have a date for the EC meeting. I think we said the first Wednesday or the third Wednesday. So those are the two outstanding things that I think that we have to do. So anyway, let's go to the charter. If you could let me share it, give me sharing rights, Miriam, I'll do that, and we can start. Hopefully I'll have the right version this time. Oh. You're not gonna. Oh, is that how you're gonna do it? We're not gonna share it on the screen.
No, we are. I just wanted to for anyone who didn't have the link on hand.
Oh, okay, great, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Australia. Make sure I have the right one.
Yeah, Tapani was here on Sunday, and we just had a look at the few first sections of the charter. And Tapani noticed that the section is the Article 2.2. We actually need to check all these references because that one is outdated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it's been that, and it's just been carried through, but yeah, we need to change it to 2.1.2
okay.
On the section 1.1. And also we need to put non-commercial with a dash. That's how it's consistent with the other NCSG and NCUC documents.
So, Raul, where do you want me to go? You want to go through the comments this time, or?
Yeah, I think that's.
Then we have to validate everything afterward, I think.
Yeah, like to have a run through.
Yes.
All of it, yeah. But yeah, well, I resolved those two issues raised by Tapani. Although we need, I'm just going to make a find and replace for all the non-commercial to become non-commercial with a dash.
Okay, go ahead. Then tell me where you want me to go when you're done with that, okay?
Okay. I think you can. In the meanwhile, you can look for the first section that has comments on it. In the meanwhile, I'll do that. Find a replace.
Thank you.
Okay, I did it. Tapani was saying this 1-2-2 scope, where Gangadhar also has the first comment. It says, operation concerns are defined as the concerns arising from the use of the GTLDs by the non-commercial organizations that serve non-commercial interests to achieve their own mission. It's quite a mouthful. That could be a bit more... it sounds like jargon.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I keep muting and unmuting, so I never know which mute or unmute I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I call you get the first draft and then you start to wordsmith everything and recheck everything.
Yeah, it's never ending, eh?
Well, editing is 90% as far as I'm concerned, so 10% is getting the content in there and then say, oh, okay, what do we do now? All right.
I think these include really, I don't think it needs to be sort of more obvious that it's not limited to those.
Yeah,
so I think,
agree.
Yeah.
Even as well as. You just, and transparent registration and continued ownership, right?
Well, I guess it's it's an effort to separate the other general issues and then transparent registration and continued ownership of domain names.
Because that's how we started with that.
All right, yeah, I see what you mean.
I don't understand some comments there.
What, Sam? You mean Sam's comment?
Yeah, Sam's comment. I don't understand. Doesn't this extend beyond ICANN's mandate? I don't understand that comment.
I don't either. I don't know what he means.
Yeah, I guess he's really just looking for if those issues really have something to do with the domain name system, and I think they do.
Yeah. So we can just say resolve for that one, right?
Yep, it's done.
Yeah. All right, and we did resolve Ganga's as well.
Yep.
Because it was just a suggestion. Okay, so Raul, Tapani was okay with the operational concern that it was defined okay? In terms of what we're trying to do.
Like the mission and scope, he thought that we're fine.
Yeah, good. Well, that's the biggest thing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's right, yeah. Although he was saying that, like, this is really a mouthful, that the first first bit of the 1-2-2. We should really try to think a better way to say that.
Yes, your mission should really not be so many words. I hate missions that have more than 12 words.
Yeah. I think we can just take off the that serve non-commercial interests. We can just say from the use of the GTLDs by the non-commercial organizations to achieve their own mission. I mean, obviously non-commercial organizations have non-commercial interests. I mean, that's like a fundamental thing. So I think at least that bit is redundant.
Well, take it out and let's see what it looks like. How's that?
It's clearer for me.
Yeah. Well, do we need to say, here's a suggestion as well. Operational concerns are defined as issues, and because we use the word twice as concerns, in one sentence. I know.
I guess that's
the name.
Yeah.
But as issues arising from, as opposed to concerns.
Okay.
Take out the.
That I was trying to suggest when I put the word those before Raul raised it.
Yeah. So, how does that sound?
Yeah, I think that's better already.
Yeah. So, here's another suggestion. Operational concerns are defined as issues arising from the use of the GTLDs do we have to say non-commercial organizations again, or just say
That's actually now the only time we say it.
I know, I'm just saying
the first time that we said.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Yeah, but it's up at the missions too, so. Anyway, that's better. And then we're defining it later. That's all, right? The scope looks good now. It's a lot better.
Hmm. Yep.
I love editing. Oh, boy.
So, I guess, what about the 1, 2, 3? We could maybe check the NCUC, and Tapani was also saying that they have now their comment period on their charter. So we should really have a look at theirs as well to sort of make a conscious effort of aligning these two and with the NCSG. And
okay.
Yeah, I think we need to. Sorry?
What did he say that we have to check?
Like, at the moment, the NCUC has their charter review process on, and they're now at the phase where they take public comments on their charter review. In fact, it'd be nice to pay little attention to theirs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could draw some good points for us, and definitely would find some aligning things to do
with
our own charter. Yeah.
So I don't get any emails from NCUC as a whole. So.
Okay. Yeah, I could maybe try and forward that link for all of us.
John?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, can someone mute their mic now, please? It's really causing interference. Thanks. I was just looking at 1, 2, 2 again, and it says operational concerns are defined as issues arising from the use of the GTLDs by the non-commercial organization's interests to achieve their own mission. Reading this on the first go, I honestly don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. So is it the word issues or interest?
No, I think the word interest. Yeah, I think the word interest.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're cutting and joining, and it's not really flowing.
Yeah, as soon as you said it, the word interest stuck out to me as well. So just by non-commercial organizations to achieve their own missions. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. I'm going to mute again.
Yeah, thank you, Rose. That reads better now.
Yeah. And just one quick question. I know we had this conversation before, and I was looking it up. Did we define what public interest software concerns were again? Just in case somebody asks, I always want to explain what something is.
Yeah. It was explained to me like twice already, but I keep forgetting, so I have to check for the third time, and we'll elaborate that elsewhere on our site. I think all of those issues we should have like a separate web page explaining exactly what we're doing there.
Can you hear me okay, or am I still on mute?
I'm on mute.
We can hear you.
Oh.
Yes, can hear you.
I'm sorry. Yes, I think that we'll define all of those and put even the links to what's happening in ICANN regarding those issues. Separately, I agree with you. I put it down as a to-do. Hi, Remy. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
So, what do you guys think of the 1, 2, 3? Sam has said that it's obvious and redundant, but should we really have a look at NCUP's version? Do they have something similar? And if they don't, we could leave it out as well, because I think it's kind of obvious, since we're part of ICANN, that that we'd be committed to the same form of doing things.
So is it referenced somewhere else? Because if it is, because, you know, I agree, the less that we have, the better, as long as we can refer to something. It might be redundant.
I'm going to propose
that if it's somewhere else, especially in NCSG, but I don't know. Let's leave it and check it, and then if it is, then when we finish this document, we have to say an opening statement like, you know, we adhere to the GNSO and NCSG charter rules, right? So that certain things like this, we don't have to write in our own charter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll put a link to the NCUC charter review on Skype.
Okay.
So can have a look at that. But yeah, maybe we if we make a comment that we come back to it and then and check it, like these kind of reference things, I think we can still leave notes of those and try to move on with the other comments and then sort of go through it a few times in this fashion.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Joan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
yes.
Leave anything that we have to check either against NCSG or NCUC as highlighted so that we know we have to come back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, where to now?
Well, then there's 1.3. Juan has left a note to check NCSG principles. So I guess that's the same kind of thing. We'll leave those. Then Sam's comment is it's not. We've changed it to member, so that's resolved. 133, Sam says, I personally find it sad that we have to spell this out in the charter. Yeah, that's, well, we should again check that. Can somebody make a comment to that we check from the NCUC? If they have this similar kind of thing. Because these are also like reasons, I think, to maybe have rules within our organization. So I guess I don't think it's that terrible if they're there, but the NCUC doesn't have anything similar, I don't think we should either, because then it is really kind of obvious that we do things the same way as ICANN does. I mean, we are part of ICANN.
Yeah, I agree that if it's something that we have to follow ICANN's bylaws anyway, so if it's there and NCC does not, I agree with you, we just take it out, because we're trying to make this a lean document, right? So people read it. So I put it down that we check it against NCC. That's 1.3.3. So I have that as well. Okay?
Okay. Cool. Says 211, he wants to change as to if. I agree with that, it's okay. Like, I guess it's better than as needed and if needed. Well, it's really the same, I think. Oh, yeah, there was more comments as well. As is correct, okay, right. Resolved. Then there's 2.2. Okay, yeah. So basically Sam's comment is before we changed all those titles. 2.2.
Yes.
So now hang on, maybe we should check 2.6 to see what it actually says about the treasurer. Subcommittees and volunteers. To support their activities, committees may organize ad hoc subcommittees and may advertise for and recruit NPOC volunteers. Right, okay, so basically I think what he means is that we'd need to put the treasurer to 2.6 so that because now they're listed as elected officers. I guess that's the problem. And we don't have an elected treasurer.
So treasurer doesn't be mentioned on officer eligibility? Just take out treasurer from that sentence?
Yeah, treasurer would be by appointment, I think.
Okay,
and the other positions are easy positions, so we can those are elected. I think
treasurer
is the only.
We should mention that in that place, or is it not possible?
Yeah, we need to remove treasurer from section 2.2.
Yes.
That's the first action, because they're not elected. And then say later that the EC will appoint a treasurer.
Yep, I took the treasurer out. Did the comment.
I'm trying to. Hello?
Uh huh.
I'm trying to remember where we said we appoint. It is, we do address the appointment of the treasurer later, but I put it down as just to check, but to make sure that we do have it, that the EC will appoint. Treasurer. Anyway, we've taken it out, so this is just the officer eligibility, so let's deal with that. And I'll put it down as something to make sure we don't forget. Okay?
Okay. I guess we'll leave the part where it says not be running for NPOC chair if serving on ICANN nominating committee. Yada, yada, yada. So I'll just resolve that.
So in 2.2.1, number C, if a chair wants to run for a nominating committee, it's saying that they cannot run because a lot of, for example, Farzi is the chair of, I know it's not a nominating committee, but, you know, and I know other groups that are doing it, they run for another position and then they resign from their position.
Awesome.
So are we saying that, or is it just specifically for the nominating committee? And we're not, we don't even have a seat on the nominating committee.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, that's, I think it's really for the, for saying about the nominating committee. I really don't see the relevance of having that in our charter, but...
No, we want to do. We do want to pursue having a seat on the nominating committee, though.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
So maybe we should leave it in, just because we want to pursue that, right? So then the chair cannot run for that position, is what it's saying.
No, it means not be running for NPOC chair.
Right.
If you're in the nominating committee,
right.
Or as part of another supporting organization,
right,
then,
the other way around,
or advisory committee, then GNSO.
Right. Well, it makes sense.
Well, I guess so. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
And the 222.
Did we just lose Raul?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. It's not showing on the document, that's why. Sorry.
I guess we'll leave the...
I meant Juan. Did we lose Juan? And I think Remy is on the phone.
What?
Oh, you are there. You're not showing in my document, so I thought we...
No, I am on as an anonymous, but I'm not here. I'm not there. I don't know what.
Okay, don't be anonymous and fool me. Also, I'm gonna mute now.
So, should we just leave the 2.2.2 as well? Or should we put a comment that we need to check if there's something like that in the NCUC charter as well? How about that?
I put it down to check it under NCUC. So we'll leave it.
Okay,
for now.
Good.
Yeah.
Each member may fill only one elected position within the NPOC simultaneously. I think this, we're not electing NCSGEC members, are we? Did we?
Sorry, what was the question?
You know, in 2.2.3, it says each member may fill only one elected position within the NPOC simultaneously. So, was the NC SGEC position elected or not?
No. It's an appointment. We appoint two people to that committee.
Okay, okay, right. So that's fine then. Yeah, then we can leave that as it is. Officers will be elected for one-year terms. I don't know. I think that... Oh, yeah. Okay, so basically we have a difference to the NCSG charter. And we could maybe replace the last bit, no officer may serve in the same position for more than 5 years in any 10-year period. So we could just add what Juan got it for us, at maximum two full 1 year terms consecutively. Do you agree?
So this is 2.3.2.
Yes.
And so the suggestion is, because I like the second part, no officer shall serve in the same position for more than 5 years in any 10-year period. So the question
is
the first part, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that no officer may serve in the same position. Instead, we would put officers will be elected for one-year terms at maximum two full one-year terms consecutively. That's only for chair, though. Should we put something like that for chair or NPOC?
I think that it would be nice to have maximal two full 1 year term, because 1 year is shorter, I think. And I think I agree.
Yes, it's now about we are going to have 1 year terms, but now we're talking about should we allow somebody to be chair more than two consecutive years.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever a good idea. Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think someone should be in any one position for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree. Because it should be rotating and people should be developing and coming in and out.
Yeah.
Okay, quote from this issue. Maximum two, full 1 year term. Yeah. I think that's good one. Now, so this is talking about overall elections, though, right?
Yeah, for officers, yes.
Yeah.
But I think we could just extend that to all elected positions.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I
was going to say the same thing as Raul, because the NCSG chair is the only elected position in the NCSG EC. Every other position is appointed. So, if the positions are elected in MPOC, then it should be a term limit.
A term that goes.
Does that make sense?
So I could hardly hear you. So could you repeat that?
Okay, no, I said I was agreeing with Raul and yourself to say that if the positions are elected, then they should be term limited.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah. So the NCSG EC, the only reason why it says chair is because the chair position is the only elected position. All the other positions are appointed. So
right.
if they were all elected, then it will be the same thing for everyone.
Right. So Raul, I guess we're all agreement. You're in agreement, Juan? You said the quote. So yes, Raul, so change that then, because I think that's it's a good idea.
Okay. Somebody else can suggest some wording, but something like that.
Yeah, we can do a bit of wordsmithing, but the intent is, I think, we can agree on. But it looks good.
Maybe I'll add in that position, just to make it clearer.
In the same position, maybe, I think.
Yes, in the same position.
Because then we are not able to be in MPOC anymore, if that is stands.
In the same position, yeah. Perfect. Clear language, is not always good. Sorry, can you hear me?
There's some Ganga's notes about bolding. I'm just accepting then.
Yep. Good. Perfect. I'll move down.
Hello.
Hi, Ganga.
Oh, hello, Ganga.
Yeah, apologies. I joined late because it's raining heavily here.
Yes, I know all about this technology and storms. So you know about we're on 2.4.3 at the moment, and remember to mute your devices when you're not speaking, if that's possible. Thanks.
2.4.
We're at 2.5 now.
Okay. Perfect. My goodness. Oh, I don't want to talk about these responsibilities. No.
Oh.
I agree with Juan and Sam, and we could just use what Juan took from NCSG charter and replace NCSG with NPOC.
Yeah, it's
apart from the last NCSG.
Yeah. Sorry, can you hear me, right?
We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. It's pretty. I mean, it says what it's supposed to say. So, and as everybody always agrees, it's better for us to align with NCSG as much as possible.
Yeah, how's that?
There's one more at the end of 2.5.1. It says NCSG. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should leave that.
Oh, right. It's saying
yeah,
that
yeah.
We adhere to it. Yes, correct.
Yeah, because we are according to all of them.
Yeah. Perfect.
Anyone could understand that comment with Sandland 12?
I have no idea what he's saying.
It's the same as it was in the 2.2.
Mm-hmm. In the about the treasurer and the committee.
Yes, if it's by appointment or what.
Okay.
So, I guess he's saying that we should maybe have the treasurer listed here.
Yes. Yes. I think we should say to support their activities, committees, and any appointments, right? So it's not just a trust.
Sorry.
Appointments in.
Can you read that again?
I'm saying that we can put the word appointments in here and not just necessarily say the treasurer, just appointments.
Right.
And then that way, if we want to do appointments for other things, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but just my question. We have subcommittees, and we are only one executive committee right now. The rest of them are coordination groups.
Right.
Then I don't know if subcommittees is a fit here.
Right. But we can have ad hoc subcommittees. Like we can, you know, say, for example, Juan, you have a really great idea for communications, let's say, but you want to know what your region, let's say we're going to do regional, you know, strategies. You may want to put together a subcommittee ad hoc for South America and then say, okay, this is what we found in South America. Let's put one in for, you know, Asia Pacific. Do you know what I mean? So we need to have these committees.
Okay, it's an open possibility, right?
I'm sorry?
It's an open possibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't like the word their activities. I think we should be more specific. To support MPOX activities, I think we should say not there. And then something to the effect, I'm trying to put the wording in my head, but help might be needed. From time to time, to support MPOC activities, the EC from time to time may organize ad hoc committees and appoint volunteers, something that, it does say that, and recruit volunteers. But we need to put the appointments in here as well. Advertise. Okay, so that's just maybe we're trying to put too many things in this one. This is just addressing subcommittees and volunteers. Okay. Maybe what we have is at 2.6.1. The EC may from time to may appoint volunteers to fulfill a particular position, something like that. So it's a separate thing, just so we have appointments in there.
I have another question here. I'm going to
go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, in the last part, I know that we are behind, but then it says, if consensus cannot be reached to form each subcommittee, EC will initiate a formal election for these positions. I think it's too much.
Yeah, we don't want to go through that. I think, yeah, we're too small to be able to, yeah, you're right, to do that kind of stuff. Yeah, I agree. I think we should take that out. Because these people are volunteers, for heaven's sakes. Any other thoughts, Raul? Uh-oh. Hello?
Raul goes for water, I think.
Hello, can you hear me?
No, Raul is there. It's editing. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I agree. I think that that part should be taken out.
Gangahar is writing.
Yeah. For at least 7 days means. Okay, so the first question is, before we get to Ganga's question, is Juan had the suggestion that we take out if consensus cannot be reached that we the EC will initiate a formal election. I agree that we should take that out. What does everybody else think? Hello? Am I on mute?
Oh, sorry. I was on mute. I've been talking for I don't know how long here, and I just realized I'm on mute.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So
yes.
Maybe he was talking us without sound.
I heard you guys talk, but I was thinking I was going through as well, but I wasn't. Never mind.
Okay, go ahead then. I'm going to mute now so you can speak. Go ahead.
Okay, so so basically, if there is a situation, I mean, it is kind of far-fetched that there will be this kind of trouble in consensus making, in making a subcommittee. But if there is, then we can have an election over it. But if we don't have this clause there, I think then maybe we can't have an election to like go through with it. Or, yeah, I don't know if that means that we can't have an election, because I guess we still could, if even if it doesn't say it there.
Yeah, but why want to run an election just for a subcommittee? That's my question.
I see both points, but I agree. This is to organize an ad hoc committee. Like, why would we want to put ourselves through that? It's a lot of work. It's more work to get the damn election going than anything else. I mean, NCUC sends out, this is a committee being formed. No, we need volunteers, right?
Yeah. I took it out.
Send the date. That's all. Maybe that's what we do. We put it for at least 7 days and maybe something to the effect that if we don't have any volunteers, we can extend the date, the time.
Yeah, it does say at least 7 days.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't actually think that, I wonder if the treasurer is discussed elsewhere anymore, because I guess we could add here in the end that...
Yeah, 2.1, I think we should add something to the effect of appointments as well.
Right.
Before you do that, I have one question. Do we have the? What is it that we're going to reach? excuse me, I have allergies. So, what are we going to reach consensus about for a subcommittee?
I guess it's just about the who gets to be in it. And I guess it's not really a consensus thing usually, but...
Right. So, 7 days, and for volunteers. I don't know. Do we have to reach consensus for who is going to be on the committee?
Yeah, everybody can be,
yeah.
I guess, really. Mm.
And a call for volunteers, period. Right?
Hi, John. Remember this was written in the... Hi, John and everyone. Remember this was written... Ganga, I'm just going to mute you for a second there. Thank you. Now, remember this was written with the view that the MPOC had five committees or whatever, four, I think. So that this was structured in that way.
Right.
So now that these have been lessened to one, then 2.6 has to have a very different language. Does that make
right.
sense?
Yes. But this is actually, yeah. So are you saying that we should take that out as well?
No, I'm not on. You know, I'm not for or against it. I'm just saying that
right.
that was the reason. You know, that's
right.
why this is worded
yeah.
And very. It's going to, and remember, with the old charter, lots of the committees had to have a set number of people and stuff like that. So, yeah, it depends on what the EC wants with this one.
Yes, I just don't think that we have to. Say that. I think this is fine. And by the way, Ganga just wrote that the treasurer is mentioned in 3.4. We'll just take a look at that, but I think it should be pretty
okay. Well. I added in the end, I took the consensus bit off and I just put the EC can also make appointments for other volunteer positions as it deems necessary.
Perfect. I'm just going to go up to 3.2 just to see where the treasurer, what it says about the treasurer, just so we, I can check that off on my list. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Just because we were talking about it? Because I knew it was mentioned before. 3.2. 3.2.2. Yeah. There we go. I thought we did that. Gosh. Yeah. So we're going to be coming.
The treasurer should be there, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're come to it anyways, but I knew it was mentioned before that was. All right. I'm going back up to where we were. Okay.
Okay, so the next issue.
Just 1 second. Gangard, no, we're going to appoint, it's an appointment position for the treasurer. Okay, where do you want us to go? Where do you want me to go, Raul, in the document?
3.1.
Okay.
That's where the next comment.
Yep.
So first, it's the EC and its voting officers. So it's chair, vice chair, PDC, membership coordinator, and communications coordinator. So that's five, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I have a question, a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if we, instead of having a vice chair, we should have co-chairs.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They'll have problems inviting both of us to the chair meetings.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't have to be both. As co-chairs, you see, vice chair is like, to me, this is my interpretation, vice chair is, if the chair is not available, the vice chair takes over, right? It's sort of...
Right.
I've always disliked that personally, but if everybody's okay with it, it's just a suggestion. It's just co-chairs. Miriam just wrote something. Let's see what Miriam says here. Vice chair is mostly okay. All right. We'll go with I can. I just find it's just more working together. Okay. It was just, I just thought I would mention it. Okay. All right. I guess it's a non-issue. But we could be the rebels and suggest co-chairs, but anyway.
Yeah.
We're in
use. I think it's fine. I think it's fine as it is.
All right. Let's go. It's not
nice
for me to argue the merits of it. Okay.
Okay, I think we can actually take the 312 out altogether because we don't need that anymore, because we don't have committees. I mean, this is not really something that needs to be clarified anymore.
Right.
We won't really have vice chairs for
anything.
Will the policy committee have a vice chair?
No.
Okay, is it possible for us to go back to the composition of the policy committee to see what it says there?
Which what section is that?
Yeah, I was just gonna. I think it's down further. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Oh, let's see. Okay, here we go.
It's 336.
Sorry?
It's 336.
336, is it?
Let's have a look.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. That's about policy committee chair. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about vice chair.
No. I didn't think that there was any other.
No, so it's 412, actually.
Oh, no, 412, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was going down to. Because this is just saying what it is. That's why I was down there before. There we go. Okay, chair, vice chair, 4.1.2, and the General Assembly.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a vice chair there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I still think that addition is a little silly because obviously it says here that the NPOC will have an executive committee, EC, comprised as follows, and there is a vice chair. I think there is nobody will think that because they're vice chair of a policy committee, for example, they would get to vote in the EC for that. I mean, that's just a silly assumption. I think we could just take that out. It's sort of obvious.
Yeah, because it's the only members of the EC that votes, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the EC decisions.
Yeah, the issue there is that they might not think that, but it's quite easy to assume that because I'm vice chair, or for someone else to assume because they, you know, because this person is a vice chair, that, you know, they carry a vote. Sometimes
yes.
These things, you know, might seem quite straightforward to you and I looking at the charter, but someone else who isn't can quickly assume.
Now, the other thing is that we can change in 4.1.2, we can change a B to a recorder instead of a vice chair.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to stay. Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm on board with that.
And that solves that problem.
Yeah, and then we can take the 3 point out.
Yeah. And that's a nice little committee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe the NCSU one, you can have somewhere that says committees can choose vice chairs if they decide to. You know, so you just leave that open somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's quite important that the PC has a vice chair where the chair is not available. Someone has to take responsibility for the policy committee. That's really important.
Yes. All right, so back up to
313?
Yep.
Or in fact, yeah, I took the 312 out, and now there's, and changed the number 313 to 312. So that's a bit clearer now.
313, right?
Yeah, 312. 313 is gone, and now it's 312. Or actually, 312 is gone, and 313 changed to 312.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll just have to adjust it. Okay, 312. Yeah. Is that where we are?
So,
3.1.2?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 322 is the next one. And Sam, there's something about the secretary position. And that I think we've already worked on that, and it was agreed that the secretariat, or is it secretary? Which one is it?
And we're at
3.2?
3.2.2, sorry. Right. Okay. Have I missed something? Is this the first reference, the secretary position? I thought we had taken that. Oh, we highlighted it so we could take it out, refer to it. Okay. Yeah, I thought we did just say the secretariat, right?
Right.
And we can take out, we can say delegate to the secretariat or contracted service and take out example. Yeah, I think that will be good.
How does that look?
Yep, that looks good. If I hear nothing or see no comments, I'm...
John, can I say something quickly?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I still find it a bit difficult with the word secretariat there, because where is the secretariat? Is it the ICON secretariat or is it NPOP? So that might be a bit confusing as to...
Right. That's what we discussed before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
You might be having a question mark there and discussing it further. I don't know.
That's what we did before. So, well, first of all, we should really question what is it that we're delegating. It says administration of budgeted expenditures.
Oh, and then and that's not my role as well. I don't do that.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm questioning why are we doing that. So 3.2.2 is talking about actually. Don't freeze up on me. Whatever you do, duties and oh, this is okay.
So that should be to the treasurer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was like. Why are we doing that?
So delegate to the treasurer the routine administration of budgeted expenditures.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Thanks. Okay, good. All right. Yes. All right, good.
All right, so 3.2.7.
Make appointments, yes. So, 1 second. 3.3 is okay. Make easy show. NCSG or other ICANN, include an ICANN committee and requested by NCSG. Oh yes. Okay. Perfect. Sorry, where are we going now? I just wanted to check that.
3.2.7.
Perfect. All right. Outreach.
I don't know, now that I look at it, it was actually better the way it was.
Was there a comment there?
Yeah, Juan had commented it that it should be on a separate line, but I actually prefer how it was. It's just all in one. It's kind of like the heading. But yeah, that's really a small thing anyway. Okay, the next thing. Oh, right. Okay, yeah. 3.3.3. That's about the secretary. So Sam's commented, not clear to me that the existence or non-existence of a secretary has been determined yet.
Right.
So.
3.3.3?
Yep.
Right. 3.2. So, I thought we weren't going to include that.
Yeah, because we don't have a secretary anymore.
No.
Yeah. So I guess.
Can we say number? But should we just put a reference to it that the ICANN secretariat or ICANN staff will undertake these tasks, or?
Well, we can't really have that in the charter.
No, because it has nothing to do with us, right? It has to do with ICANN.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should really just change the numbers so that the next thing is about the treasurer.
Right.
Instead.
Right.
Yeah, we're actually going to be able to make this a little shorter now.
Yeah. So down to. Yep. And you put that up to 3.3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mind you, we might need to check the numberings again if we start changing them. Because if there's a reference elsewhere to these.
So just leave it and say, for now, then. Because when we do, we will cross-check everything again. Do you know what I mean?
Actually, there's only a couple after that, so.
And they're usually.
But yeah, we should leave a note about cross-reference.
Yeah, the cross-check numbers. Cross-check reference numbers, right? You want to go through what the treasurer will do? So it seems to think that we did before. But.
Yeah, hang on. Well, I guess the treasurer is an EC officer, although not a voting member.
No,
is that how it is?
Yeah. Yeah, an officer usually is the chair, secretary and treasurer, but we don't have a secretary, so. Okay, so a lot of these duties the treasurer will not be doing. But B. Right?
Sorry, I was editing elsewhere. Sorry, where are we at?
3.3.3, number B, or
okay.
They won't be doing either.
Convene financial committee meetings.
Right.
Yeah. I guess we take it out.
Yep. Oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. I have to tell you guys this. I have guests from Vietnam, and the mother makes amazing food for us, and she just brought me some amazing lunch.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be spoiled. I'm going to be miss her when she leaves. She makes this amazing food for me.
Okay, I changed the lettering
mm-hmm.
as well. Okay.
So number F, provide ad hoc financial status report ad hoc. What does that mean? How do you provide ad hoc financial status report? Just here it is?
Kind of, yeah. Where do you see that? Oh, there, yeah. Ad hoc financial status reports. Yeah, okay, so basically that's the treasurer is sort of responsible to produce a report when he's asked for it.
Yeah. Sure.
On the financial status, like basically, are we in debt? Are we going bankrupt?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so number G, keep the EC and members informed as to the FC's action and decision. They're not making any decisions. They're just coordinating what we... So that's...
Yeah. I think we should change the FCs and just change it to treasurer's actions and decisions.
Yes. But they don't really make decisions. They only make recommendations.
Yeah, but, I mean, they have some actions, like, you know, there was
the... Yes, actions is fine, but they don't make any decisions. They can make recommendations.
Oh. Okay, let's check that section 4.4.
Yeah, I'll go down to it. Oh my goodness, I must be lucky today. Sorry guys, I have a beautiful blackberry tree in my front yard and I tell my neighbors they can pick, so one of my neighbors picked and made a blue blackberry pie for me. Okay, 4 point, sorry I have to change, my neighbors are so good to me. Alright, guess I shouldn't be talking about personal stuff here. So, purpose of the personal chair is to provide kind of oversight for the institution, i.e. secretariat. So that goes, including routine administration of revenue.
Excuse me, one thing. This is the same that we put in three something? Ups.
What we were just doing is what the EC is responsible for, so now we're defining what the treasurer does.
Yeah, but the treasurer up ahead, it was talking about treasurer, but here are the duties of treasurer. It's not the same. I am a little confused because I am reading the same.
Yeah. No, the first one is saying how we're overseeing it, and then this one is, but you're right, it seems to be a lot of overlap, is what you're saying.
It's because the 4.42 used to be about the finance committee, but now that's been absorbed by the treasurer, so... basically, the treasurer now does what used to be the duty of the treasurer and the finance committee. That's why it has all of that overlap there.
Right.
But I guess we could just take the 4.42 out and just like put that in the 3.3.2.
Okay, I agree.
Sorry, I was on mute. But also, for 4.4, the treasurer does not provide oversight. They just provide information. Because you're not responsible for making the decision. This is the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's... So it's just oversight, not really decisions.
This is why people don't change things.
But, I mean, there still is stuff like... authorizing exceptional expenditures not foreseen in the budget upon affirmation of the EC. But yeah, okay, that's upon affirmation of the EC, so I guess that's still in check.
Yeah. And then it does say the EC coordinating with the treasurer will contact those. But yeah, so everything is... all right, so do I go back up to 3.3?
Okay.
Yeah, so he was talking about the treasurer, right?
There we go.
So that's about 332 G. No, 333 G. Right?
Yep. That's right.
So I'll just put it informed as to the treasurer's actions.
Actions, right.
John?
Yes?
John and Raul, just a quick one about the word decision. So, for instance, he might have to make banking decisions.
Yeah,
so I think that is a valid word to leave in there.
The word decision?
Yeah, he might have to make decisions, either, you know, banking or disbursement or stuff like that. I'm not saying of the monetary value now. I'm talking of the way to disburse funds, for instance.
Yeah, I think it could be okay to leave that word there. I mean, that's basically only going to give us more leverage against the treasurer, if you will.
Everyone else is okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, saying it there that he has to keep us informed about his decisions doesn't mean that he gets to do them. But if he does, he will keep us informed.
Yeah. Just for the record, I really dislike having someone arbitrarily. I mean, I guess we have to just trust the people who are doing it. So, anyway. It's not like we have a lot of money, so, but you could.
Yeah.
All right. So we're good for the treasurer, everyone. So we've done the chair, the vice chair, and now the treasurer. We've taken out the secretary. Any questions regarding objections to the, I haven't been asked in that, but it's all about the treasurer yet. Are we good with the treasurer? For now, this for this edit, because obviously we're going to go through it again, right, later?
Uh-huh.
Especially with the numbers and checking back and forth. So now we're at the Policy Development Committee.
Right, hang on. I'm just... Okay, I mean, yeah, I really think we should move... We should move the duties from the what used to be finance committee area. We should just move those duties to 3.32 now.
Okay.
John, Ganga has his hand up.
Go ahead, Ganga, please.
The whole para is about the treasurer, and again we are mentioning as treasurer. Mr. can say he or she, right?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, me either. We're talking about 3.3.3G?
Yes.
He's typed it in. Can you repeat your question, Ganger?
Yeah. The whole point of 3.3.3 is the treasurer's duty.
That's correct.
And we are again mentioning treasurer. Instead, we can say he or she. His or her.
I didn't catch the last part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ganga, I heard it. It's okay. About replacing with he or she, but I think those we actually try to avoid he or she now, or his or her, because that implies that there are only two sexes, and and we want to be modern about it. So it's either going to be their actions or the treasurer's. I think
treasurer is.
I think
good.
It's. Yeah, I think it's fine. It keeps it clear.
Yeah, because it can we're not defining, like you said, the gender. So
I added the bit now, like on 333. I added the duties in the latter part. So basically, we need to see now which of these overlap with the stuff that was already in this section.
Right.
I mean, that is quite a lot for a person, especially if they don't even hold an executive position for that. It is quite a lot.
We have to reword it, and if I could suggest something, Raul, is that I could take just that section 3.3 and put them side by side and wordsmith it for everyone. Is that okay? Next meeting.
Yeah. So maybe we'll make a note of that.
Yes, I'm gonna, because, and then we can say okay, because then we say something to this. This is what I'm suggesting, guys, that the EC will work with the treasurer to coordinate, boom, 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 sort of thing. You know what I mean? And then define.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Mhm.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's. Are you? Yeah. Let's do that. You and I can talk offline about how to do that then. Okay. Raul.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Good. Good.
Where to next?
That would be 4, which is the operating committees. No, we only have one of them left.
The policy one already.
Sorry.
We were going to the Policy Development Committee next.
Yeah, I mean, this is a 4.0. We were at 3.3 something.
Right.
Right?
We're dealing with the treasurer. Now, the next one from 3.3 was a treasurer. The next one is 3.34, which is a development committee, Policy Development Committee.
Oh, did I miss that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But there's nothing wrong with that. So
no, because we actually did do that one before. And again, the next, so 4.0?
Yeah.
Yes, because remember we did the issue manager and all that.
Yeah, we've basically anything that doesn't have a comment should be fine.
Yes. Okay, so previously this was called the Policy Committee. Okay, need to sort that out.
I guess we can leave that for later.
Mm.
Unless you got something on your mind right now.
No, I don't. I like the Policy Development Committee better than Policy Committee, personally, but...
Yeah, me too. But yeah, so basically, I think instead of having... So we have 4.0, which says operating committees. Now, we should just take the bit where on 4.1 and change it there instead. So then 4 is only about policy development committee. Yeah?
Yes,
because it's,
the only committee.
We already talked about the VC, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep, perfect.
I guess we can still mention something that the policy development committee has formal has permanent duties and responsibilities. Well, that's stupid to say, isn't it? I think we can just take the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't we?
No, maybe just take out the part that says our MPOC formal operating committees.
Yeah.
To introduce the policy development committee, right? In addition to the executive committee, which oversees the following will be created with permanent duties and responsibilities, or something like that.
Or just name it. In addition to the executive committee, which oversees and manages MPOC, I don't like the MPOC. The policy. So now we're talking about that. The policy committee will be formed too, and then now we start talking about what it does. Right? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. We are in the same page.
So the first part, the first one is good. In addition to the executive committee, we all agree on that, which oversees and manages
I think we can just take it out.
Yeah.
Like all of it. We just leave policy development committee and then go to purpose, 4.1.
Yeah, because 4.0 says the policy development committee, right? We're just defining what.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, take it out, I agree.
Pow.
Whenever I do that all the time, when something gives me a pain, I just take it out.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
John?
Yes?
I'm just thinking that rather than take it out completely, because it's almost like an intro to what other committees that MPOC has. Of course, MPOC has only one committee for now, which is the policy committee. But again, remember that somewhere else in the charter, it was stated that from those committees when they are required, correct?
So have like an introduction to say it will be formed.
I couldn't hear Marianne clearly because there are sound interfering.
I think Remy has his mic on.
So I've just asked for Remy's. Actually, Remy is not on. So is Remy is on mute. So is someone else? Maybe Ganga.
I was on Ganga. Mute. So
Ganga, can you mute your microphone if you're on? Right. Okay.
Oh, someone's better. So I think what you're saying is, in addition to the, I'm reading on the left-hand side, in addition to the executive committee, because I don't think we have to put which oversees and blah, 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 blah. In addition to the executive committee, will form the policy development committee. Is that what you're saying? Something like that?
I don't think
we have to put all overseas and manage. I mean, we know that already.
No. The sentence. So I'm talking about in addition to the executive committee, which oversees and manages MPOC, the following is an MPOC formal operating committee with permanent. Something like that. So, and then you now introduce the policy development committee.
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree with that because it needs an introduction.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, Raul, I think, and then we go into, if you could put back the original, and then we'll just take out some of the, take out which, Raul, can you hear me? Am I on mute? He's here.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, great, because I keep going back and forth on mute, so sometimes I don't know. So I would take out which oversees and manages the MPOC, that one sentence, or... Yeah. And just say the following... Is it perfect? Yes. Yeah, I think that's good. I'm going to mute now. We're at 4.1. Is everyone okay with 4.0? Come on.
Hi, I'm sorry. My phone dropped.
Sorry,
my phone dropped. I just came back into the call. And so what I was suggesting, I see what Raul is doing. However, what I was suggesting is still keep 4.0 as operating committee with the S or whatever, ES in brackets. And then have the introduction. So that it kind of gives room for expansion later on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 4.0, which is an operating committee, and then ES in brackets as a heading. That's my suggestion, though. And then in addition to the executive committee, which, you know, the following is an MPOC operating committee with permanent duty and responsibilities, and then 4.1 would say policy development committee. Yeah. Again, like you said, John, is an introduction to the committee or committee.
So you're saying 4.0 because it's for some strange reason I'm having a hard time hearing.
So 4.0 is now, right now it says policy development committee.
Yeah,
but my suggestion is to have the operating committee and then ES as 4.0, have the introduction, and then 4.1 will be policy development committee.
I see. So what you're saying, to make it broader, so it leaves it open for a later time to change.
Yes.
Or to add, rather.
To increase. Yeah, to add.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, because that's what we're trying to do, so that we don't have to go through all these changes later.
Yeah, later,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so is everyone okay with that? I think that's a good suggestion. And then, so we're saying that's the operating committee, and then defining what that committee is for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So did you get that, Raul?
So basically, we'll put back the operating committees.
Yeah, on 4.0.
As the heading, and then put 4.1 as the policy development committee.
Correct.
All right, I'll do that.
And then, before you do that, you should say, in addition to, and then you put the policy committee after that. I think we need to, in 4.1, we need to say the first sentence first, Raul, in addition to the executive committee. That it shouldn't start with the development committee. It should start with in addition. Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll put it in there. And we can wordsmith that. While we're doing that, I have a question. It is 12:58, which it's almost 1 o'clock. What does everybody want to do?
Yeah, I think we're closing in.
Yeah. So, did we want to schedule for next Tuesday as well?
Yeah, I think we definitely need to do that.
Yeah. So we'll start at 4.0. We're doing pretty good, though. And so two things.
Yeah.
4.0 will start again. If everyone could now look at it. Now we're into the comments and start to wordsmith. Raul and I are going to look at 3.3.3 for the treasurer and sort of wordsmith that, and we'll send that out before the meeting next week. Now, Monday's a holiday in Canada, and it's the last of the summer holiday, as it were, in quotation. So, yeah. everybody does something, some festival or whatever. So, whatever we do, I'm saying that because whatever we do, we'll have to do it before Thursday, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are party time. And I have not.
Okay.
So, I'm just telling you, Raul. But
so,
now on Thursday.
So Tuesday you are with a headache. You will be.
I don't drink. That's a good thing. I may need a bed. But anyway. So we'll work on 3.3 and resume on Tuesday. Is that sounds good?
Yeah, sounds good for me.
Oh, okay. And if everyone else, please go through it again.
Yes.
And just cross-check any numbers and things like that, if that's okay. Okay?
Okay, next week, right?
Sounds great.
Yep, next Tuesday.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. I think we're doing
Thank
a
you, everyone.
Good job now. So we're
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
Yep.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you so much.
And
thanks, Miriam.
Thank you,
thanks,
very
Raul.
Much.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now and disconnect all lines. Thank you very much for your time today. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.